secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I can help make your life a bit easier. And I never thought of how I felt. You need to think about your behavior.
Oh my goodness, it's Over the Hump Day. If I didn't know. Over the Hump Day, boys and girls, for all of us here on Butcher on Sports. I'm Simply Butch, as always. Thanks for tuning in. On, yes, Wednesday, Over the Hump Day, we'll give you some sports news that you can't get enough of, and hopefully I do it well. A lot of the schools were out today here. The kids got a snow day over, and they said on telly, over 750 schools closed, or school systems closed. That's a lot of schools. Okay, I hope the kids, if you're listening to it, had a great day. And hopefully tomorrow you might get another snow day. Or if you're not, be ready to hit the cold. Oh boy. Last night the Pistons played a game against the Denver Nuggets, and by golly, they lost again here. Jeremy Grant scored 29 points. Jokic, he put in like 16 for steals. They helped the Denver Nuggets beat up on the Detroit Pistons by a score of 115-98. Yes, Tuesday night was yesterday. Oh boy. The Denver Nuggets had a lead in the first quarter at 40-18. That's no lie. Pistons were that bad. That bad. I don't really know too much to say right now here, but enjoy the ride of the town the Pistons have. I know one thing for sure. I know the second unit that comes off the bench puts a lot more starch in the game than the first team. And I watched it the second quarter, and I watched a little bit of the third, and they had a lot more starch in it. Of course, you put that starting lineup on there in the top of the third at the halftime. They weren't doing too good, but again, they went to that bench, and the bench, you know, put them back in contention for a bit. And to Denver just chewed them away here. But again, a astronomical lead of 40 points to 18. That's a lot of points to be behind early in the game. And the, oh well. Okay, you know. Hey, what can I say? But get ready for that. Pistons will be out of town for a while here as they are on their West Coast trip finally to do good before they get back east in the confines of Little Caesars Arena, which will probably be around about next week, or so, give or take. Okay, speaking of basketball here, Philadelphia 76ers, Joe Embiid, he was fined here. He was fined for throwing the middle finger up during a game, and that's a no-no with the NBA, $25,000 for that particular gesture there. Embiid had a doggone great game yesterday there, or let's just say Tuesday night. He scored 49 points. However, I guess he thought one of the Atlanta Hawks, when Embiid was dribbling the ball down with the final seconds of the game, thought he was trying to blow it up over 50 points. And one of the Atlanta Hawks, you know, hey, snatched the ball. He had some Embiid, I should say, he had some unkind words to say to the player and gave him the old trusted middle finger on live TV. And that's a no-no in the NBA. Especially when it's all on TV and you don't get a chance to edit it. Kevin Hertel was the player at large. He's a guard for the Atlanta Hawks here. Of course, 76ers won over the Atlanta Hawks, 129-12. This happened on Monday, by the way. I'm sorry, I said Tuesday is Monday. But they just got a hold to the fine today. Yeah. Well, last night, 17,525 landed in Little Caesars Arena last night to see the Detroit Red Wings play the New Jersey Devils. New Jersey beat them 4-1. And Bernier played an exceptional game, but again, he has no protection at all. Forwards as well as defensemen just didn't show up for the game. And that's just a crying shame here. Again, doesn't want to bring no bad news into the picture. I'm just reporting the news or the sports news as it, you know, shall be. But that's something you got to get used to the rest of the season. Again, the Red Wings are out of the playoffs. First team that got out of the playoffs since who knows when. I think 1997. Of the earliest exit with a phenomenal amount of games, at least 20 for Red Wings. Right now, it's 22 games left. And they're out to playoff, right? Okay, talk about parity, boys and girls. It's not happening for the Red Wings here at all here. Let's move on here to the NFL players. Now, here's a conversation we can have here. And a voting on the owner's proposal of collective bargaining agreement, and one proposal, prominent player, has already revealed that he's not a fan of it there. Last night, they all got together here, and the 32 reps, or how many they are in the National Football League Players Association, for one for each team, of course, got together in a meeting with the owners and drew up their what they felt was pleasing to the owners. And told the owners for that to be somewhat more pleasing, our governing body, which is the players, have to vote on it. Russell Wilson is one of those players that don't like this particular at all. And I've heard a lot of complaints from one of the Ponzi twins, and he was avid on Twitter. He was tweeting his rear end off. And majority of the words he was using was not fit for children. That's how mad he was about the particular contract. He even offered to pay some rookies rent. Or 1 year who don't have enough money like they do. Help pay the rent. But I guess the his deep flow of command was is basically all the players gonna have to stick together on this and they want better. Russell Wilson, he made this statement and he tweeted along to people and said basically simple, trying to get something together that basically cover 10 years with none of the players having any rights or passes to change or do anything. As you know, the owners want to increase a game in the season and also have a 6th wild card playoff. Now, I don't think the wild card playoff is against the players. But the 17th game is a sticking point there also. And the amount of time they have to practice in order to do so. And apparently, you know, with a lot of the players are saying they're getting hurt in practices. Not getting proper rest or whatever it may take. And the practice is just too much. You're talking about player safety. I don't know what to say about that. This is just rumbling from players. But again, you know, they're going to have to squeeze this on out the players themselves in this whole deal. And I'm very interested to see what the decision is. He said the NBA And the MLB is doing it right. And all the NFL players deserve the same. We should not rush the next 10 years for today. Satisfactions. And he said, I vote no. This is Russell Wilson on the Tweedly D. Oh, take it for what it's worth there. Oh, by the way, the Detroit Lions had an article in the newspaper, I think Monday or Sunday, maybe late Sunday night, early Monday, that in no way they was trying to trade Matthew Stafford. Now, I didn't read the particular in full, but rumors just don't come out unless you got someone spreading them. And either a lot of these people are spreading the rumors or just don't have nothing to do with their time but keep trouble going, or their factual sources giving them this information and they feel it's their right and privilege to report it to you, the fans. I agree with that. So we don't know who's telling a lie or who's entertaining who when it comes down to someone offering someone across the table. I don't know. I'll leave that alone. Combine's going on already. Tomorrow, that'll be Thursday and Friday. Primetime Combine, my ESPN and NFL Network, they're going to be showing all of that. And of course, the main people, Burroughs and some main people will not be showing up, although they'll show up at the Combine to get weighed in and take their psych evaluations and all this other good stuff. They're not going to work out. And there's some NFL teams that are not selling a whole contingent of assistant coaches along with the head coach. So, there. They feel the combine is the combine. And they can get whatever they have to get done with the head coach and maybe the general manager floating around instead of having all the assistant coaches around. And maybe they're trying to keep it within. I don't know. News later on. WWE has suspended superstar Samoan Joe for 30 days following his first violation of the company's wellness policy, which covers performance-enhancing drugs and recreational drugs. His suspension went into effect Monday was the day he got suspended, and he went into effect Monday evening or Tuesday morning, okay? 30 days suspended. This is his first violation of the talent wellness policy. The company said that in a statement on Tuesday when they released their particular, but this happened definitely on Monday night. And Tuesday morning, the word came out on this particular story I just gave you about Samoa Joe. So for 30 days, don't look for him on anything. Okay? If you see him in your neighborhood, buy him a meal. He's been suspended. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Are getting a lot of noses, at least with the number of FCC complaints there. What they lacked in volume, they made up in quantity there as WFAA in Dallas obtained complaint file with the Federal Communication Commission after the Super Bowl halftime showing featuring Lopez and Shakira. And about 1,312 of them, these reports that are out there about the comparison of the show was just too lewd, indeed. And really, by comparison, that's nothing. Janet Jackson had over 500,000 people angry when she gave a quick flash of her exposed breast that they said was a mistake. Okay, and who knows? There was no partially nudity on that February show. Some of us saw a little bit. I saw a little bit of it. I normally don't watch the halftime show because they all crappy to me. I'm more beneficiary and, you know, doing things like getting something to eat or having a good conversation with someone instead of looking like crap. But anyway, FCC is filing some complaints. And I'm quite sure it's not going to be done. Jay-Z is with the NFL. He's in charge of these halftime shows now. And I'm quite sure everything will be okie dokie after they get through with the particular there. I don't know. Hey, I'm just giving you the news. One of the racist true pioneers is going to be in the Lear Detroit Grand Prix here, okay? She's going to appear. Lynn St. James, okay? One of the all-time race, women race car drivers, one of the top 100 female athletes, said by Sports Illustrated. She's going to be racing at the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix Trans Am Series event during that in at Belle Isle. And that weekend is going to be full of fun and frolic because the brand new date of the auto show is going to be about the same time as the Grand Prix. So Detroit and the city is going to be on American patrol there, downtown as well as the aisle. A lot of doggone people going to be in that area. A lot of people. So, get ready, get set, and go on that particular one there. Well, it's going to be over 100 games in the district round for the MHSAA Girls Basketball Tournament. That's next week, boys and girls, on March the 2nd. It starts also on the 4th and on the 6th. There'll be the particular district finals there, okay? You know, teams like Petoskey is going to take on Marquette in the new system where the better team immediately gets to whack on the weaker team and vice versa. No longer you have the 2 week teams get in there and buys and all this stuff. They're going to get to the nitty gritty right then and there. Petoskey and Marquette's going to get together, and that's a Division One, Division Four at Grand Blanc, Davidson versus Flint Kersey. That's a Barn Brothers, two good teams. Waterford Kettering against Rochester Adams in District 5. District 6 at Bloomfield Hills. Going to have Bloomfield Hills versus West Bloomfield. A rivalry indeed. That's going to be one. And 7 and White Lake, Lakeland. It's going to be Milford against Wall Lake Western there. Whole lot of good stuff there. That'll lead to the regional tournament on March the 10th. Of course, that week on March the 9th, beginning on the 9th, the boys and their plight to go to both East Lansing will be in the move. Breslin Center. Also, the girls will be playing there back there this year. So you wanted to worry about finding differences of locations. They'll all be in one spot this year. Back to it again. Last couple of years, due to Michigan State's girls basketball team, who, by the way, went to the playoffs or had some logistic problems there, they couldn't have the final of the girls there, so they would do it somewhere else. And I forgot where it was done last year. It was on the west coast of the state. I do know that for sure. And maybe close to maybe Grand Rapids. But again, that's happening there. Get on out there and support them. Some boys finals and some tournaments also be in the making. And also some non-league games are going to be played there. Of course, Detroit always has that city league particular game that's be going on. I think they'll play at, again, U of D. It's going to probably come up pretty soon that they play at Little Caesars Arena. That'll be a central location to me. That's where it should be. That central location. And you'll probably get a lot of fans go down there for if the tickets were very legit. Okay, so, hey, that's just a thought. Just a thought indeed. Just saying. With that, this Wednesday, I'm going to close it. Another edition of Butch on Sports here. And I don't know what to say. Yes, I do. I know plenty what to say. Butch on Sports. It's a presentation of Omar Darling Productions. You can check Butch on Sports on Facebook, always. Give me a like, two, three, or four. Have a bunch of friends give likes, too. Hey, and you can also get it at Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchTo.podomatic.com. You can also go to thegatesportshow.com, as yes, that website has Butch on Sports and some many other good shows. The Gate Sports Show that stars Scott Nason and Dave McCaig and EJ Russell, and by the way, myself included in that pack. It's up in Sault Ste. Marie, 1400 ESPN. That show is on every Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock. Say, give you something to enjoy. Hey, I'm done with it. All had the snow day. Enjoy your snow day, or maybe two. We never know what's going to jump off tomorrow. I'm going to clean my car off in case I got to go anywhere in a hurry. But anyway, here, be safe out there. Roads are slippery and wet, and it's going to get cold. So stay warm, everybody. Have a good weekend. We'll check you out on Sunday, or check me out on Sunday.